Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Wow, that was great. Hallelujah. Well, I want to share a couple of things before we get to neighbor looking time this morning. One, y'all made some really good decisions today. I don't know if y'all did know it or not, but you did. You honored God today. You put God first. You came to His house. I want to read you a scripture. I want to read you two versions of this same scripture. Isaiah 58 and 13. This is in the Living Bible. If you keep the Sabbath holy, not having your own fun and business on that day, but enjoying the Sabbath, speaking of it with delight as the Lord's holy day, and honoring the Lord in what you do, not following your own desires and pleasure or talking idly. And I want to read it in the NIV version. If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not going your own way or doing as you please or speaking idle words. And I'll tell you, many years ago, the Lord, I used to really like yard sales, and there's nothing wrong with yard sales. Yard sales are a godly thing. But I used to really, really like yard sales. And I did yard sales on Saturdays a lot. This is many, many years ago. And I'd do them every Saturday. And then I'd study the rest of the day after I got home and stuff. And the Lord started dealing with me after a while. He showed me that I wasn't giving Him my best. Because my best was really, I was getting up very early. Because you got to be there, if you're going to go to a good yard sale, you got to be there at the crack of dawn. I mean, right when they first do it. And so I was up very early, and I was, you know, doing that for like half a day, you know, till like 11 or 12. And then I was studying the rest of the day and into the night most of the time to try to kind of catch up. And the Lord showed me, He wanted me to give that to Him. Okay, now don't take away from this today that the Lord says you can't do yard sales. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I wasn't honoring Him with my best. My best was for me to study and to feed you. That was my job that day before. That was my best, is to give Him everything I got. I mean, to study and give it 100%, because I don't know who's going to be here. I don't know the needs of the people, and only He knows. And He wanted my best. He didn't want me tired. He wanted me to honor Him by giving Him my very best. Now, He showed me, you know, back then that the Saturdays really belonged to Him, you know, in study and prayer, and we kept that for all these years. A rare occasion that we do anything differently on a Saturday. But I said all that to say this: your Sundays and your Wednesdays, they belong to the Lord. And this morning, you honored the Lord. There's so many other things you could have done today. So many, you could have slept late. And I'm sure, you know, your body may have needed the sleep. You could have found work to do that you needed to do. You could have worked around the house, or you could have worked on your job. But you chose. You made a quality decision. You esteemed the things of God higher than your own personal things. You honored God by that decision today to come to His house, to step out of your house and come to His house. And I tell you, I promise you, there's a blessing that's going to come on you because of what you did. Because you honored the Lord, and He will honor. Whoever honors the Lord said He will honor. So He will honor you. Amen?
Amen.
Now I want to do one more thing that Pastor Sharon does, and the Lord showed us this a good while back. Showed us that we should be speaking a pastoral blessing. Now, you don't have to be a pastor to speak a blessing, but the Lord wants a pastoral blessing spoken over the sheep, and you are the sheep, and He wants us to speak it over you. And so we started doing it. Pastor Sharon's been doing it for years now. And she's ministering today. Now, you know, Pastor Sharon is not the associate pastor here. She's co-pastor. We pastor together. If she said something, that's the way it is. If I say it, that's the way it is. We co-pastor this church. Okay. Now I want you to receive the blessing. I'm going to speak it over you. And I prayed about how to do it today. A lot of times I read it. And today I want to do it a little different. Okay, but I want you to just raise your hands this way to receive it. And I want you to be in a ready heart to receive it. I declare the glory of God is on you today. I declare the glory of God is on your finances. I declare the glory of God is on your families. I declare the glory of God is on your jobs. I declare the glory of God is on your body. I declare in the name of Jesus, the glory of God is causing the goodness of God to overtake you. I declare this week good news will come to you because of the glory of God. I declare good news on your job, good news at your home, good news in the mail. I declare in the name of Jesus, the glory of God is being outpoured to you in greater measure than ever before. The goodness of God, which is the glory of God, will overtake you this week. I declare in the name of Jesus, the glory of God is on your eyes this week. And I declare restoration of your eyes. I declare restoration of hearing. I declare restoration of arms that weren't moving or moving with pain. I declare freedom of movement without pain. I declare the glory of God is coming into your life in a new way today, in a new way this week, in a new way in your family. The glory of God is changing and rearranging things that have been arrayed against you. I declare God's glory is on you in a higher way than ever before. In the name of Jesus, you will see a noticeable difference because of the glory of God on you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor. I want you to say, I came to receive God's good word.
God's good word
this day.
This day.
And I declare
I'm ready.
Are you ready
to receive
God's good word
this day.
And I declare
I'll never
ever
be the same
again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Make a strong drawing on the anointing.
Praise the Lord. God is here. Amen. Glory. He is awesome in this place today. And I know he's got a word just for you today. Amen. He can divide the word, doesn't he? To say just exactly, speak directly to your heart and directly to your situation, what you have need of today. And the good news is that he wants to speak to you today. Amen. He's not a God that doesn't speak. He is a God that will speak to his people. And so we honor him this morning by receiving. We have listening ears and receiving hearts this morning. Amen? Amen. Praise God. And I just want to welcome each and every one of you here at Oasis Christian Center. And we just thank you for being here today. And if this is your first time, I don't want to embarrass anybody. I just want to give our ushers a opportunity to give you a card today. If this is your first time here at Oasis, if you'll just raise your hand, and our ushers will be glad to give you a card. And we just want to thank you for coming. Let's give our visitors a hand clap of welcome today. Amen. Just be blessed. Praise God. Just be blessed today. Well, I feel like my message this morning is kind of a continuation from Wanda's message Wednesday night, which I feel like the last couple of weeks has been that way. And she's been talking about the shift. There's a shift, amen? And if you weren't able to be here to hear her message Wednesday night, the last two Wednesday nights actually, I encourage you to get those CDs. They're free. And God has great plans for you, amen? He has a shift coming your way. And so we want to be ready for that shift, don't we? Praise God. Well, the title of my message today is Jesus is Protecting Your Faith. Amen. He is protecting your faith today. You know, the enemy comes against us with, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. And he works in lies and in fear and deception. But Jesus has overcome the world, amen? He has come to give us life and that more abundantly. And so Jesus is protecting our faith today. Let's turn to in our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11 and verses 6 and 7. says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And Wanda brought out some of this Wednesday night also. And so get the tape and you'll know what we're talking about today. Verse 7 says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now, it says that Noah moved with fear. And in other words, Noah stepped out in reverent obedience to God. Amen? God had shown him some things that were coming, things that had not even been seen, not even been heard of. And so Noah stepped out in faith, amen, in reverent obedience, and built the ark. So, you know, I'm sure, as Wanda brought out Wednesday night, that a lot of people, I'm sure, were talking about how stupid Noah is. He's talking about rain. And now, what is rain? And he's building an ark. And what is an ark? Amen. These are things that people have never heard of, never seen. And here's old Noah building this ark, talking about rain. And I'm sure that people didn't only say that he was stupid, but they said, oh, poor old Noah is crazy. He has flown over the cuckoo's nest. Amen. He has lost his mind. Well, you know, Noah didn't allow those things to deter him. He heard from God. He knew he had heard from God. He had gotten a word from God. When you get a word from God, amen, we need to move in reverent obedience, amen. We need to heed the voice of God. We can't allow what people think. If people think we're crazy, if people think we're stupid, whatever people might think of us, whatever the circumstances, we can't allow those things to deter us from being obedient to God's voice. Amen? Hallelujah. Is God speaking something into your life today? Is he saying, yes, it's time for you to change your job? Yes, it's time to buy that new house. Yes, it's time to just step out in faith in this area and whatever area the Lord is speaking to you about. Obedient. Be obedient. Reverent obedience. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people think, well, you know, I think that's just totally crazy. It doesn't look like that it's a reasonable thing to change jobs. It's not a reasonable thing to start that business. It's not a reasonable thing to do whatever it is that God is speaking to you to do. Amen. God, praise God, will not allow the enemy to get over on you, but you're going to have to battle when you step out in reverent obedience. There will be a battle. There will be a struggle. Amen? But we have to be determined, just like Noah was. He wasn't going to allow anybody or anything stop him from obeying God. And we have to be at that place too. And I want to read that scripture, Hebrews 11, 6 through 8, in the Passion Translation. It says, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking him. Faith opened Noah's heart to receive revelation and warnings from God about what was coming, even things that had never been seen. But he stepped out in reverent obedience to God and built an ark that would save him and his family. By his faith, the world was condemned, but Noah received God's gift of righteousness that comes by believing. Amen. There is a reward to obedience to God. Now, sometimes walking by faith and following God, we have to set our face like flint. Amen? We have to have a determination. One person said you got to have bulldog faith. You know how a bulldog is. They'll clamp onto something, and their jaws are so strong, and they won't let go of that thing. And so sometimes we have to be like a bulldog when we're trusting in God, when we've heard His voice, and we're going to be obedient in that voice, amen? And we can't allow the things around us to deter us from going to God's direction and obeying Him and doing what He has told us to do. Praise God. We have to set our face like flint, and there will be people, because everybody is not going to agree with what you're doing. Everybody is not going to understand what you're doing. Amen? Sometimes people will think you are crazy. That's okay. I can be crazy for Jesus. Amen? I can be crazy for the Lord. Amen. I've been crazy. I've been born again for 30-something years, and I've been crazy for 30-something years. For Jesus. Yes. Amen. See, we're going down or up a downhill stream. The flow of the world is going this way, and the Christians going that way. Amen. The world don't understand. The devil's fighting against us. He's using people. He'll speak to, say stuff to you through people. Even your own family. Wanda was talking about Wednesday night. And sometimes especially your own family, because they want to tell you what to do. But see, we're listening to Jesus, aren't we? We're following Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so the world's going downstream, and here we are paddling upstream. And sometimes the enemy tries to turn our boat around. See, sometimes we get this away because the enemy has spoken so much to us, and we're getting into confusion. But Jesus says, don't fear not. Fear not. Be not afraid. Amen. He's trying to protect our faith. You know, it says that the words fear not is in the Bible 365 times. Well, with us, Jesus is telling us every day, fear not. Hallelujah. No matter what comes your way, fear not. Hallelujah. Trust in Him. Yes. Trust in Him. But we have to shut out the negative voices. We have to shut out the distractions. Amen? Shut those things out. They want to speak louder than what God's Word says. They want to speak louder than what the Spirit of God on the inside of you is saying. So we've got to shut those things out. Set our face like flint. Amen? And shut those things out. Turn with me, if you will, to Mark chapter 5. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? Yes. And starting with verse 21. Say, Pastor Sharon, this is Sunday morning. You're supposed to teach a real quiet, simple little teaching. We're not supposed to get excited on Sunday morning. Well, I say no to the devil. Amen. I say we're excited about Jesus 24/7, 7 days a week. Praise God. Praise God. Mark 5, starting with verse 21. Let me get there. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Now the next few verses, 25 through 34, talks about the woman with the issue of blood. Now here Jairus was. His daughter is laying at the point of death. She is sick. So he goes to Jesus, and he gets to Jesus and tells Jesus about his little girl, how sick she is, and that she's at the point of death. So Jesus starts following Jairus. And so, you know, Jairus is like, listen, you got to think about this a minute. Jairus was a ruler in the Jewish synagogue. You don't go follow Jesus. You don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. You don't believe that he is the Son of God. But here, Jairus, his daughter's dying. He said, I choose Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. He denied his faith. He denied what he was raised as, amen, his religion. He denied it because he wanted Jesus to heal his daughter. He was desperate. He needed Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Jairus laid everything on the line. He laid his position on the line. His family, I don't know a whole lot about the Jewish beliefs, but his family probably shunned him. They probably wouldn't have anything to do with him because he was of the Jewish faith. And here Jairus is going to Jesus. And it said when he got to Jesus, he bowed before him. What was he saying? Jesus, I call you this. You are the Messiah. You are the Son of God. Sometimes we've got to lay it all aside. All our sacred cows. All the religion that we've heard. Amen. Family, friends, good meaning people, people we love. Don't mean we're going to say, oh, I ain't listening to you. I'm following Jesus. We love them. We love our friends. We love our loved ones. We love them, amen. It doesn't take anything away from them. What it is that we are pressing through. See, Patty was talking about pressing through this morning. Sometimes we have to press through all the noise, all the voices, all the things. See, the enemy is trying to steal your faith. From the minute you say amen to the minute there it is, the enemy is trying to steal your faith. So we've got to set our face like flint. We've got to be like Jairus. We've got to make a determined. We've got to be determined. We're going to get to Jesus. So then, Jesus is following Jairus to his house. And I know Jairus is probably thinking, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. My daughter's going to be okay. She's going to be all right. And then people start crowding around Jesus. They see Jesus and they have a need. They know that Jesus has the answer. He can help them. So they crowd around him. They throng him. And then Jesus feels virtue go out of him. Somebody has touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Somebody has reached Jesus in faith. Amen. Because she said, if I may touch but the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So here's Jairus. My daughter's at the point of death. And here's all this crowd of people. And now Jesus has, somebody's been healed, and Jesus has stopped to talk to her. And the woman, like most women, had to tell him all about it. I've been going to doctors for 12 years. I've had this issue for 12 years. And Jairus is saying, wait a minute, we don't have time for this. My daughter's dying. She's at the point of death. I could just imagine he was a desperate man. Praise God. A desperate man. We have to be desperate sometimes. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's skip down now to verse 35. Well, we'll go back to 35. Yeah, that's what I said, 35. Just checking to see if y'all listening to me today. Mark chapter 5, verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further? So, the very thing that Jairus feared the most. He got the news that his daughter had died. The crowd of people held Jesus back long enough for the devil to slip in and kill her. But listen to this. Verse 36 says, and as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Amen. Jesus heard the negative word that was spoken. But Jesus was protecting Jairus' faith. Amen. He said, be not afraid. He said 365 times in the Word of God, be not afraid. So every day, Jesus is saying he's protecting our faith. He's saying, be not afraid. Only believe. Hallelujah. Only believe. The enemy is trying to steal your faith this morning. He's trying to kill your faith this morning. He's trying to destroy your faith this morning. See, Jairus, when he started out, he was like a bulldog. I'm getting to Jesus. I'm laying it all down. My family I'm laying down. My religion I'm laying down. All these things. My position in the synagogue I'm laying down. Amen. And I'm getting Jesus. I'm going to Him. And I'm coming to Jesus. And I'm receiving from Him. Amen. And Jairus' faith, he was like that bulldog. He had strong faith. And then along the way of his faith walk, here comes a crowd. And that's hindering him. See, when you start walking toward Jesus, there'll be a crowd to try to hinder you. Amen. So here comes the crowd. He's trying his best to get Jesus to his child, to pray for her, to lay hands on her, to heal her. All these negative voices coming against them to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what the enemy's plan is for your faith this morning. See, Jairus started out in great faith. The enemy brought that crowd, tried to steal his faith. We're not going to make it. My daughter's going to die. We're not going to make it. And then comes the report. Your daughter's dead. No need in bothering the master. You might as well just give up on your faith. Give up on what you're believing him for. It's too late. But Jesus is saying to you today, It's not too late. Don't give up on your faith. See, he's done everything he can do to protect your faith today. Amen? Hallelujah. So we can't look at the crowd. We can't look at the report. We can't look at the naysayers. We can't look at the negative voices. We've got to shut those things out when we have our eyes fixed like flint on Jesus. We've got to be like Jairus. We've got to be determined. I'm going to get to Jesus no matter what I have to give up. No matter what it takes. No matter who gets mad. No matter who don't understand. I'm getting to Jesus. Amen? Because Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith today. Amen? Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the mighty God. He is the risen Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the one that we're looking to. Not all these other things. All the peripherals. We're looking to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to end with this verse. Matthew 17. Matthew chapter 17 and verse 20 says, And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing, everybody say nothing.
Nothing.
And nothing shall be impossible unto you. The enemy's saying it's impossible. It's not going to happen. But God's saying, I don't believe there's one person in this service this morning that doesn't have faith as a grain of mustard seed this morning. And the Word says that if you've just got that little bitty bit of faith, just that little tiny bit of faith, nothing, nothing, nothing shall be impossible unto you. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's just give Him praise just for a minute. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You are the author and the finisher of our faith this morning. Hallelujah. We're looking to you, Jesus. We're looking to you this morning, Lord. We thank you, God, that you are on our side, that you've made every provision, that you are working on our behalf this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible to us through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a mighty God this morning. He's the mighty God of Israel today. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. Changes not. Changes not. Changes not.